Shafta Mayim Besason Mi Mine Hayashu.
Saba, we've been singing that song since we left the river. Why do you keep singing it?
Ah, Ben, it's a wonderful song about water. It brings me such joy. It reminds me of when I was healed, when I was able to walk again.
You couldn't walk?
That's right. When I was a young boy, younger than you, I came down with a high fever. I lost all of my strength, especially in my legs. I just lay in bed, barely able to move. My legs shriveled, drying up like a fig, and I couldn't walk at all. A few years later, my father died, and my mother could no longer take care of me. She had heard of the Pool of Bethesda, where an angel of Yahweh, our Elohim, went down at certain times into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. So I stayed by the pool, waiting for the angel.
So what happened, Saba? Did you get in the pool?
No. But during the Feast of Tabernacles, there was a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, all waiting for the moving of the water. And I wanted so desperately to get into the pool when the water stirred, so I prayed to Yahweh that someone would help me get into the pool. It was at that moment I noticed a rabbi looking straight at me. He came over to me and said, "Do you want to be made well?" I told him I had no one to help me into the pool. Then he stood up and with an outstretched arm, he took me by the hand and said, "Rise, take your bed and walk." And I did just that. I stood up. I don't know how, I just did.
Wow!
That's incredible!
I was immediately made well.
Hey, the prophet Isaiah says that there will be a time when the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and thirsty land springs of water.
More water!
Yes, Joel, you're right. I am so pleased that ever since your bar mitzvah, you've been accurately quoting the words of the Torah and the prophets. Don't ever lose this skill that you've been blessed with.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
It's probably because he's named after a prophet.
The prophet Joel.
Ah, Rachel, you've decorated the sukkah beautifully.
Thank you, Saba.
This is going to be a great Sukkot, even though we can't go to Jerusalem anymore.
I know. Isn't it terrible what happened to the temple?
It was completely destroyed. The Romans invaded the city and burned it down. Not one stone was left upon another.
It makes me so sad. How can we celebrate when such a bad thing has happened to the house of Elohim?
Oh, Rachel, my dear child. This is the season of our joy. This is the feast where Yahweh commands us to rejoice. And the Torah says that you shall live in booths for 7 days, and you shall take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of beautiful trees,
branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook.
And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim for seven days.
But how do I do that? I don't feel like rejoicing.
Well, the prophet Isaiah says, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to comfort all who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness."
Yes, well done, Joel.
But I just don't understand. Who is he? The one who is sent to do all these things?
That is a very good question, Joel. It is our Messiah, Yeshua, the same Yeshua who healed me at the pool.
Just like Isaiah said, the lame shall leap like a deer. He healed your legs, so he is the one, Yeshua. But doesn't the Mashiach come as a conquering king to bring judgment to the wicked, restoring the temple and the kingdom to Israel?
Ah, Mashiach ben David, the conquering king. Tell me, who is the prophet Zechariah talking about when he says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey." Is that the Mashiach?
Mashiach ben Yosef, the suffering servant. I saw him riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. It was Yeshua of Nazareth. Children, come and listen. You remember, Yeshua healed me at the pool so I could walk again. The leaders were angry with me because it was the Sabbath and I was carrying my mat. They asked me, who healed me? But I couldn't find him because of the crowd that was there for the feast. Later, when I was in the temple court, thanking God for the restoration of my legs, he was there again, right there in front of me. He said, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. So I told the leaders that Yeshua was the one who healed me. They didn't like that news, not because of what he had done, but because it was the Sabbath. He was healing many people on the Sabbath. Now, I was telling them in order to praise Yeshua, but they sought to kill him. And a year and a half later, they did.
They did what, Sada?
What did they do?
Just before Passover, they arrested Yeshua, put him on trial, brought false accusations against him. He was beaten, and then they crucified him. It was a very sad time indeed.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The disciplining that makes us whole fell on him, and by his stripes we are healed. Saba, by his stripes. He healed your legs. It is Yeshua.
Yes, it was. We are all like sheep going astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and Yahweh had laid on Yeshua the iniquity of us all. But then, Messiah has been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have died. Now, where was I? Oh, I remember. The next festival was Shavuot. I was there standing in the crowd, and the Apostle Kefa was speaking, telling us how Yeshua had died for our sins, how his death was foretold, and that he would be resurrected from the dead. My own eyes had seen all the things he was talking about. I was overwhelmed. Tears streamed down my face. I gladly received his words. He told us, turn from sin, return to God, and each of you be immersed on the authority of Yeshua the Messiah into forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. For the promise is for you, for your children and your grandchildren, and for those far away, as many as Yahweh our God may call. I became a disciple of Yeshua, believing that he is the living Messiah. He filled me with his Ruach HaKodesh. My eyes have been opened to amazing things. All the Torah and the prophets speak about him. He is everywhere if you can find him.
Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
Exactly. Where is his law?
Within my heart.
Yes. Now Moses had the law written on stone, and where was it kept?
In the temple.
Aha. Think smaller.
In the Holy of Holies.
Smaller still?
In the Ark of the Testimony.
Yes. And I tell you today, it is still there.
But how can it be there when the temple has been destroyed?
Yeshua had said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. We didn't understand what he meant until he had risen from the dead, and that he was speaking of the temple of his body. The temple is the dwelling place of the Spirit of Elohim, and when you believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, then the Spirit of Elohim will dwell in you. You, my child, are the temple, a living temple. Joel, what does the prophet Jeremiah say about a new covenant?
Behold, the days are coming, says Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
Yes.
And I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Yes. A Mashiach ben Yosef, the suffering servant, has come, and by his death and resurrection, he has established this new covenant. And in doing so, Yahweh's Torah, his instructions, are right where they should be.
In our hearts?
Yes, in our hearts, right where it should be, in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, a living temple.
Ah.
So, where is this destroyed temple of yours?
It's not destroyed. I am the temple. How exciting! It's so simple to understand. I can't believe that I never saw it before. And I am filled with joy.
I'm filled with joy, too.
We are all filled with joy. It's the season of our joy. It's Sukkot.
Yay!
Shabbat, this is so wonderful.
This celebrating during Sukkot is incredible.
We'd go up to the temple to see all the people, the lights, all the sukkahs.
I was never there. My family left Jerusalem before I was old enough to remember.
That's okay. The prophet Zechariah says that there will be a time when all nations will go up to Jerusalem from year to year to worship the King, Yahweh Tsevaot, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that...
Can you tell me about it? What did it look like?
Ah, the Feast of Tabernacles. It was an amazing time. People from all over the land came to Jerusalem. They celebrated with dancing, singing, and lots of joy. The narrow cobblestone streets were packed with visiting Jews from Egypt, Crete, Asia, Macedonia, and many other places, including Rome.
That day, holiness to Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh shall be engraved on the bells of the horses. The pots in Yahweh's house shall be like the bowls
before the
altar. The
smell of fresh baked bread filled the streets. And from the open markets, there was everything from bagels to rugs made in Persia. Jerusalem was filled with sukkahs. In the courtyards, on the sidewalks, up in the balconies, even on the sides of the streets. And the ceremonies at the temple were spectacular.
It sounds like quite a celebration.
It was incredible. It was the best time of year. Four big posts, 75 feet high, were set up in the temple, in the court of the women, where all the Israelites came to worship before Yahweh. On top of these posts were four big golden bowls filled with oil, and they would use the worn-out linen garments of the priests, cut into strips, as the wicks. In the evening, when the sun was about to go down, young priests in training climbed the ladders to light the oil. The lights were so bright and burned so much oil that the boys had to constantly refill them, climbing those ladders with 7-gallon jugs filled with oil on their backs.
Wow, that's awesome.
The light from these 16 fireballs lit up the whole temple area. People from far away could see it, a bright spot in the darkness. In fact, these great lights lit up the entire city of Jerusalem so that it could be seen even from the great sea. During the Feast of Sukkot, Jerusalem was known as the Light of the World.
You couldn't hide that city.
The festival went on for 7 days, with the excitement building up to Hoshana Rabbah, the last great day. And at the center of this was Simchat Beit HaShuava, rejoicing in the House of the Water Drawing.
Hey, more water!
The sages say, whoever has not seen the celebration of the water libation has never experienced a feeling of true joy.
I would agree.
So why do we celebrate with water during Sukkot?
Well, in Israel, the rainy season begins in the fall. We need the winter rains to moisten the ground and fill the lakes so our crops will be able to grow. Water is very important, and Sukkot is right at the beginning of the rainy season. We thank Yahweh for the rain that falls and brings life from the ground.
I don't remember learning about the water drawing ceremony in the Torah. Where's that?
Ah, it's in the scripture, but it's hidden. Now the sages studied the Torah and the prophets very carefully. Yahweh revealed to them some unusual spellings for some of the words in the book of Numbers, where they list all the sacrifices during Sukkot. From those unusual spellings, they derive the word mayim, which means water.
Ah!
These unusual spellings of words are not a mistake, but they are written that way on purpose. Yahweh hid the word mayim in the text, showing us that we should use water in our worship during Sukkot.
Wow!
Also, the prophets tell us how Yahweh will pour out his spirit like water. I think that was the prophet Joel.
Yes, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Do you see how all this fits together?
Yes, yes, it makes sense now. Sukkot, the season of our joy, and water, and the pouring out of the Spirit. And the prophet Isaiah says, "Therefore, with joy you shall draw forth water from the wells of salvation."
But not just any water, living water. Ben, where do we draw water from?
The wells of salvation.
And what is the word for salvation?
Yeshua.
Yes, Yeshua. He is the living water that is poured out on Hoshana Rabbah, the last great day of Sukkot.
Saba, tell us more about the Feast of Sukkot, about Hoshana Rabbah, the last great day.
Well, they don't call it the last great day for nothing. The whole festival of Sukkot builds up to this event. Each morning, during the festival, a priest would divide the other priests into three groups. Hey, three groups. One, two, three. Hey, I think this can work. Joel, you are the first group. You head east, passing through the beautiful gate, to the Motza Valley. You're going to gather willow branches.
Okay.
Ben, you are the second group. You are the high priest. And you head south, passing through the water gate to the pool of Shiloach. Here, you'll need your golden pitcher to draw the water.
You mean living water?
Yes, the living water. Mayim Chayim. Rachel, you are going to stay at the temple and take care of all the sacrifices. And there are a lot of sacrifices during Sukkot.
Great. I'm on it.
Okay, Joel. When you get to the Motza Valley, your team of priests will cut willow branches that are 20 to 30 feet long.
Why willows?
Willows have a very special place during the Feast of Tabernacles. We use them to build our sukkahs, and they represent the prayers of salvation for our people. You're going to use them to make the sound of rushing wind. What happens when you wave this willow branch?
It sounds like the wind.
That's right. When all the priests have their branches cut and trimmed, you'll make your way back towards the city gates.
Okay.
Oh, as you walk back, every time you take a step, you wave your branch, making the sound of the ruach.
Okay.
Oh, hey, as you go, stand 30 feet apart so you don't hit each other.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be chanting the Hillel, Psalm 118. Do you know how it goes?
Are you really asking me that?
Okay, all right, go on. Can you imagine a parade of thousands of willow branches all waving in the wind? Can you hear it? The word ruach means both wind and spirit. So this part of the ceremony is symbolic of the Ruach HaKodesh coming upon the city of Jerusalem.
That's really neat.
All right, Ben. You are going to draw the living water. The high priest leads this group through the water gate down the streets of Jerusalem towards the pool of Shiloach. You carry a golden pitcher. The gold speaks of royalty. You're followed by several other priests who are carrying shofars. When you reach the pool of Shiloach, you kneel down and fill your pitcher with water.
Living water.
Yes, living water. Mayim Chayim, because the pool is constantly being fed by a flowing spring. As you stand up, the priests with the shofars begin to blow one long blast called a tekiah. It's a long, held-out note that is meant to call a person to action, a wake-up call, or a call for repentance. People from all over the land have lined the streets to see the living water being carried. You see, the people believe that the water you are carrying fulfills what the prophet Isaiah said.
And with joy you shall draw forth the water from the fountains of salvation.
Meanwhile, inside the temple, you're going through all the different sacrifices. There's the regular morning sacrifice, and all the special sacrifices for Sukkot, too. And there are a lot of bulls. 70, actually. It's interesting that there were 70, since the Feast of Tabernacles is also called the Feast of the Nations, and 70 is the number to represent the nations. Now, where was I? Oh, I remember. So now we have the Ruach, the Spirit of Elohim, coming to the temple.
This is the gate of Yahweh, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
Great. Now the Mayim Chayim, living water, is coming up. Okay, when you both get to the gates of the temple, you are met by the flute player, who is called the Pierced One. He is leading the wind and the water into the temple. Now, you all come together at the great altar.
This is the day that Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yahweh, save us! Yahweh, give us prosperity! Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you from the house of Yahweh. God is Yahweh, and he gives us light. Join in the pilgrim festival with branches all the way to the horns of the altar. You are my Elohim, and I will praise you. You are my Elohim, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. His mercy forever endures.
This happens each day of the festival, and the priests walk around the altar one time. But on Hoshana Rabbah, the last great day, the priests march around the altar seven times. Then the high priest is joined by another priest with a silver pitcher filled with wine. The silver speaks of redemption. Then together, they pour out the water and the wine.
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Living water. Living water.
Living water. Whose voice did you hear, Saba? Was it the prophet?
Was it Elijah?
Was it the Messiah?
Yes, it was the Messiah Yeshua. He chose the perfect time to speak those words. While everyone in Jerusalem was wanting to see the living water poured out, Yeshua let us know that he is the living water.
Join in the pilgrim festival with branches all the way to the horns of the altar.
You are my Elohim, and I will praise you. You are my Elohim, and I will exalt you.
Give thanks to Yahweh,
he is good.
He is good.
His mercy forever endures.
Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. His mercy forever endures. Give thanks to Yahweh, he is good. His mercy forever endures. Give thanks.
ששון ממעייני הישועה, שפתם מים בששון ממעייני הישועה, מים 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 הם מים בששון, מים 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 הם מים בששון, ששון ממעייני הישועה, שפתם מים בששון ממעייני הישועה, מים מים